We have done some initial genetic studies of the flies that we're seeing in the Keys. There's a lot of boat traffic in the Keys. There's a lot of air traffic. We're a global society. There's cruise ships that land in the Keys, but there's not a lot of evidence. Now, these genetic studies that we've done have shown that this could have been introduction from several different areas. We're continuing the genetic research to obtain flies from different areas where they still have the screw worm. So we're looking at those genetics to try to determine and to increase our gene bank so that if there's a new introduction, we can pinpoint where it came from.